Alaskan educators from the Norton Sound region gathered in council last week to do a little summer homework. Teachers traveled 75 miles by car and 20 minutes by boat for teacher camp. Helping certify educators, NOAM's UAF campus offers a unique opportunity to learn about the space where Alaska's school and Alaska culture intersect. At Teacher Camp, that space is a packed living room in Tom and BJ Gray's Fish Camp. Kathy Kaiser, an English teacher from Unalakleet, says the opportunity to have in-depth discussion between NOAM and village teachers is invaluable.
Usually we'll have allotted maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours in the evening, and we end up being there for three or four. And it's great to be around other educators who are so interested in the topic. Nobody wants to go to bed yet. We're in the middle of these hard-earned discussions trying to figure out how to better serve our Native students.
Because of their differences, the conversation between village and non-village teachers offers fresh perspectives on topics like parent involvement and incorporating subsistence culture into classroom curriculum. In addition to education conversation, Teacher Camp curriculum includes hands-on experience with the subsistence lifestyle. Camp attendees seined for fish, filleted fish, and picked blueberries to get a full understanding of subsistence activities. By the end of the week-long camp, the group could accurately identify species, gender, and general age of the fish they catch. As first-time seiner and first-year teacher Kelly Alexander says, the work is hard, but rewarding. Learning subsistence methods has given him a new appreciation of Alaskan culture.
Takes a lot of work and a lot of patience and a lot of dedication. So it makes me respect the people in this community, in this state, a lot more who go out and have to gather their food.
Teachers will have the opportunity to show what they learned when school starts later this month.